Since that time, whatever happens on my birthday is okay with me. Yeah, it was a lot of years ago. I spent a birthday in a foreign land. I spent a birthday where nothing looked like home. I should have been with dames at the drive-in. Driving my Falcon. But no. No! Instead, I was in a land of hostility and danger, of death and flying lead. It was back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Minnelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Crying Tree, 1967. We were out on maneuvers, and we'd made camp. We were right in engine country, like we used to call it. Charlie was everywhere! We knew that they could hit us at any time. We knew that without warning they could come through the wire and they could open up with everything they had on us. So we were kind of on edge. Some birthday, I thought to myself as I lit a camel and cupped the flame so as not to draw enemy fire. Some birthday, I thought as I waited to take a lead love note from some stinking sandal-wearing VC. Well, you can imagine my shock when from out of the jungle I heard the VC talk to us on a loudspeaker. I heard them say, "Attention, hello. The People's Republic of North Vietnam would like to wish happy birthday to Nino Grease Minnelli, Sergeant Fury. We have a birthday gift for you. And here it is." I thought, well, isn't that nice? There we've been trying to kill each other. And they're going to send me a birthday gift. There we've been. In their country. And they're going to reach out with the hand of friendship. I stood up to see what it was. And I thought, my God, incoming! Everybody get down! And Robinson said, "Get down?" You say, "Get down, all right." And he turned on his radio and said, "Say what? Say who? Get down with your bad time." Y'all say, I tackled him. I said, "No, when I say get down, Robinson, I mean get on the ground." Jeez. Open fire! We blindly fired out into the jungle. That's one thing about them. You never really saw them. You just knew you were there. So we defoliated them, courtesy of Swift and Wesson. We opened up and sent the bamboo flying there. But apparently we'd run into a whole division. Outnumbered hopelessly. They threw human walls at us as fast as we cut them down. They kept on coming. They must have been high on drugs. I said, "Hit the claymores!" But it did no good. The mortars continued to rain in on us. We were taking heavy casualties. All the men were wounded in one way or another. Finally, we were overrun. I had nothing left to do but lay down among the twisted bodies, face down in the mud, and play dead. And so, I lay there. I was bloody, but it wasn't my blood. I looked pretty gruesome, and I guess maybe that's why I'm here today to talk. Because they walked amongst us, picking pockets, looking for souvenirs. I could hear them saying, They even stopped for lunch amongst us. And my blood ran cold. There they were, my comrades, lying around me, splayed. And there were the men themselves that did it. I opened one eye, and I saw I was lying next to an M60. I knew I'd have only one chance. I waited until they'd eaten. I waited until they filled their bellies on our food and their food. And when they were all leaning back smoking, when they were all relaxing, I jumped up and opened up on them! Cut them all down. Then I looked around and felt the one walkie-talkie that wasn't broken. I said, "HQ, HQ, this is Blue Fox, the Blue Fox leader." And I described what had happened. I looked down and one of them was still squirming. One of the VCs was lying there saying, I walked over and I pulled out my 45. HQ came on the walkie-talkie and said, hey, if there's any survivors, lend aid. I said, what? That's an order, Fury. Lend aid, they said. We may want to question them. Nonetheless, they're prisoners of war. You will afford them all due process of the Geneva Convention. I said, Geneva Convention! Due process! They overran my units! They took no prisoners! The walkie-talkie just crackled and said, you will lend aid. You will do whatever is necessary for that wounded man. That's all. Over and out. The dust-off is on the way. So sure enough, I looked down at that guy. He must have spoke a little English because he was going... Well, finally the helicopter got there. The lieutenant jumped out looking around. He said, all right, Fury, where's the prisoner? I said, I'm sorry, Lieutenant. He bled to death while I was flossing his teeth.
This is Wagon Country.